Filter. It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your calls about anything you might want to discuss. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Hey, we've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You will have to send a contact request, but that's fast, it's easy, we'll accept it. It's no problem. So send that request, and then you can easily connect with us on Skype, again, at username lrn.fm. So, as usual, there's a lot in the news to talk about, but something that happened newsworthy 50 years ago has been on a lot of people's minds over the last few days. And, Mark, you've been thinking a lot about the JFK assassination.
Yeah, you can tell it's not a big news cycle going on right now. There have been a lot of these sort of retrospectives of JFK going on, and there's no doubt that this incident, the shooting of the president, was a really big deal for people who were alive at the time. I wasn't. You weren't.
You know, it's also celebrating a 50th anniversary. Doctor Who.
Is that so?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's a great television show, for those that don't know, from the UK. Actually, I haven't seen the recent episodes. I watched it growing up as a kid with my dad. So I saw some of the ones from the 1980s. I hear the show's back on, and it's pretty good these days.
I think it's been on the whole time. I mean, there have been like...
No, there's been some breaks. Where okay. They haven't been on for all 50 years. Anyway, that's some other 50... what is that, this? Let's see.
I don't know.
50.
I don't know. Don't ask me. This cinquitarian or something like that. I don't know what it is. But so there's no doubt that this was a big deal for people. It was like 9/11 was a big deal for anybody who was alive during that.
Yeah, everybody talks about where were you when, and
right.
Then everybody remembers those things.
Sure, and people remember where they were because it was a very big deal when it occurred for them. But, you know, I mean, there have been a lot of these retrospectives about JFK's short presidential and sort of longer political career, and of course, the iconic, "That's not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." And this thing. And this was really sort of a motivational thing for me at one point in my life.
Really?
This is a really motivational little phrase. And I can't imagine how many people have joined the military because of it, how many people have gone off to the Peace Corps or joined the post office, God knows what other sort of governmental jobs one has gotten based on that phrase. And I wonder about it, because now that I've spent years thinking about sort of rights theory and human freedom and things like that, I find the sentiment confusing. I don't know what a country is.
Well, somebody would say that a country is the place where there's a bunch of people who all are under the same system.
Like, you know, politicians, right? Like in a political system. Because I don't really, you know, I mean, there's a flag, and then the politicians hide behind the flag. And
you can point to a country on the map. It's pretty clear. I think people know what a country is. It's a plot of land.
It's a plot of land run by whom?
Politicians.
Politicians. So it's the politicians again. We're going
but
back
also
to the...
we the people, Mark. I mean, it's we the people. We are the government.
I don't know that there's anything that one can point to show that that's true.
Well, you vote.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
That's your fault. If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Lots of people don't vote, and the fact is, when I have voted, my vote hasn't made a difference. So,
well, you know, you can be cynical about it, but you can still have a chance.
No, I'm not doing cynical. I'm not being cynical. I'm doing math. Okay? The fact is that unless a vote in this country is won by one vote, your vote didn't count. So, especially if you voted for the losing candidate, because the losing candidate lost whether he loses by one or loses by 100 or loses by 10,000.
Sounds to me like you're just mad because your candidate didn't win.
I'm not mad about anything. I'm counting. That's how the system works. And, you know, in this country where we consider politician to be a synonym for liar and thief, then we urge our children to ask not what they can do for themselves and what the government can do for them, but what they can do for liars and thieves. And I just I find it a befuddling statement.
Well, I see where you're coming from, and I've been playing devil's advocate a little bit with some of the things I've been saying to you. But so let me see if I'm clear on what you're saying. this phrase, ask not what you can do for your country, or rather what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, is suggesting that the reality of the phrase is what you can do for politicians. But that kind of makes that seem distasteful. I think that people don't want to think of it that way, Mark. They want to think of the country as something greater than the politicians. They think of the country as, you know, apple pie and freedom and
I love that.
Fireworks.
I like all those things. I love those things. But the evidence is...
The flag.
The flag gets flown over the buildings the politicians work in.
You can fly a flag outside of your house.
Indeed. But the politicians will decide whether or not I can fly it outside of my house with their zoning laws.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they fly it outside of their buildings where they keep their bureaucrats, too, but the bureaucrats do what the politicians say. So the best I can tell, the country is the politicians. The government is the politicians. Now, yeah, we
think a lot of people are going to disagree with you on that. If you'd like to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, you are welcome to add your voice into the conversation here, 855-450-3733.
And that's why I say it's confusing.
Well, right. Some people are going to be very insulted that you would liken the country to the politicians.
I just don't know what else to call it. You see, if I was able to control my land, if country is land, then you'd be able to control your own. But you know as well as I do, you can't control your own because the local politicians or the state politicians or the federal politicians will tell you what you can do on your land. So country can't be land because the politicians claim to own all the land because that's how they own it because they can tell you what to do on it. Ownership land. Has to do with control.
Yeah, so land as defined by the politicians who drew the borders, you know, these imaginary lines that supposedly differentiate one plot of land from another.
If the politicians wanted to change the flag around, they could do that too. They could do anything they want. I mean, yeah, they'll get some heat over it, but look at the, you know, they're changing the filibuster rule. You know, this is really old rule in the Senate, and that's going to be changed. It's not that I lament it or anything. I don't really care, but I guess I want to be clear on terms. And when there's such a powerful phrase out there, like JFK's phrase, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I mean, that motivates people in such a powerful way. I think we need to cut it up and ask questions about it. So do we work together? Yeah, I think that's wonderful stuff, but working together suggests voluntary action, and country to me suggests involuntary action.
855-450-3733, that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. So you are welcome to focus on the details there, and I really want to get into the JFK assassination. Everybody's got their conspiracy theory about that, but I think it's interesting breaking down, you know, this infamous or this famous phrase, this motivating phrase that you're talking about here. What does it mean to you when you hear that, you know, what can you do for your country? What does that mean to you? What does the country mean to you? What is the definition of the country?
Because I don't think it's clear. I think it's all muddled together. I think the people, the country, the politicians, the flag.
Well, right.
I mean, these are different things.
Yeah.
Some are living, breathing human beings. Others are people that we use synonymous with liars and thieves. Something is dirt on the ground, is dirt in the ground, and others fabric. And all these things aren't the same thing. Fabric is not dirt.
Yeah, I don't mind doing things for other human beings. You know, I like to give some money to the local homeless shelter, for instance. That's something that I do for other human beings. Would other people say that that's something you're doing for your country? Because I don't know if I would agree with that necessarily, because I'm as likely to help the people in this immediate vicinity and less likely to help the people that are, you know, 1,000 miles away.
And that's another great question. I live here in New Hampshire. I'm closer to, say, Toronto than I am to San Francisco. Should I like the people in San Francisco better than I like the people in Toronto? Because I like them all just fine. I don't have any particular thoughts one way or the other. And, you know, am I therefore... You know, let's extrapolate this a bit. Should I like the people that in Kabul or, you know, in Pakistan any less than I like the people in Omaha?
So what does country mean to you? And what is that phrase, that iconic JFK statement? What does that mean to you as well? Ask not what you can do or what your country can do for you, but ask instead what you can do for your country. What does it mean to you when you hear that? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line as we continue with the live Saturday Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Gene Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. Maybe you want to tell us what that iconic JFK phrase means. And I've been absolutely hacking it up as I've been trying to just recall it off the top of my head tonight.
Yeah, sure. But you get the general idea.
Can you do the impression again?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, you know, what's the context of that quote? I mean, was there more to it?
I have no idea. We never get to hear the context.
Right. There must have been some kind of speech that went along with that. I'm curious about that. But anyway, you're welcome to share with us, what does that phrase mean to you? What does country even mean? 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And don't forget to grab archives galore of Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com. They're all free.
Yeah, well, I don't know necessarily what country means, but I do know that in the future, people are probably going to want light. And that's one of the reasons I invested in Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com, is because they do LED lighting installs in companies. So I'm also going to predict that there will be companies in the future, too. Predict that there will be light, that light will be provided by LED light bulbs, and that companies will exist and they will want light from LED light bulbs too. Now, I don't think that this is a radical departure from reality, but I could be wrong. There are only a handful of companies out there that actually do installs in large corporate areas for LED lighting, and forcefieldenergy.com is one of them. They also, you know, they have their unique selling proposition is that they deal directly with the manufacturer, and they provide companies with financing so that they will begin saving money immediately, because there's a great deal of waste in fluorescent lighting versus LED lighting. So a little bit of financing allows a company to make a decision right away. Hey, do you want to start saving money today? Not spend money so that you can save money later, but actually saving money today. And that's a pretty easy decision for companies to make. And that's why ForceFieldEnergy.com's stock has been continuing to rise. That's why they're getting new contracts all the time. And that's why you should invest in the company. If you've got some money, now's the time. You can buy as few shares or as many shares as you want. All you need is a brokerage account, and their ticker symbol is FNRG. That's forcefieldenergy.com. Do your research, because all investments have risk. But this one, I think, after you do your research, you'll agree with me. It's Forcefield Energy, FNRG, and they're a buy. ForceFieldEnergy.com.
All right. So, again, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. John F. Kennedy. Now, what does that quote really mean? What does it, first of all, mean to you? And secondly, what is some of the terms here? What can you do for your country? Well, as you were discussing earlier, Mark, does country mean the politicians? Because if that's the case, I don't want them to do anything for me. And I don't want to do anything for them. I want nothing to do with those people. So if that's the case, count me out. However, if the country means the people, ask not what your people can do for you, ask what you can do for your people. Well, then, yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, I'm all for helping people, right? And in fact, you know, one of the secrets of life is, if you want to get things that you want in life, what you have to do is help other people get what they want. And then all of a sudden, you know, the universe will provide you what it was that you were looking
for.
Well,
unless you're in politics. And politics is a zero-sum game where you actually have to deprive other people of the things they want in order to get what you want. It's only in the area when you pick up the sword that you exist in a world where you providing other people with what they want generally doesn't necessarily provide you with what you want. So it's the plowshare. It's the people who work. Those people are trying to help others. It's the government, the people that claim for themselves a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. Those people are the ones who want to deprive others of decision-making.
Right. The politicians are there to help themselves. They're there to take, by the threat of violence, things from you and I, and then give those things and the money that they buy to their friends and their
people that they
buddies
like, and the ones that they do business with.
So, right.
Provide them with campaign contributions.
I think you're right about where you're coming from there. Let's go to the phones, though, and see what you think. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. James is in Maine, in Portland, listening to WGAN. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just called in because I was surprised what you had to say about the filibuster rule changing. I thought that was that actually made me pretty mad. you had mentioned something about the filibuster rule.
I did, yes.
I must have missed that. Sorry.
That, he doesn't pay attention to what I say. Don't listen. So it's fine. Go ahead, James.
Just real quick for your listeners, can you just tell them exactly what that rule was all about, just real briefly?
Yeah, please tell me. What are we talking about
so
here?
So I haven't done my research on this, and I don't know if they're changing the whole filibuster rule, if it only has to do with filibusters with presidential nominations. But apparently there have been, like, 100-something filibusters on nominations since the filibuster rule was put in place, and half of those filibusters have existed during this, this Senate session or whatever. So during Obama's presidency. So the suggestion is that the Republicans are abusing the filibuster rule on the Democrats, and so therefore it must be done away with. And that's what that's supposedly what's going to be happening here shortly, or may have happened. I don't know.
Yeah, and it changes the rule count, right, from 60 to 51 votes to take
basically
down the filibuster.
Yeah. I don't know if that's for laws or if it's just for nominations. To me, it seems like a president should be able to nominate whoever the heck they want for their offices, but whatever.
Right. I just think that if we're changing old rules, I guess, I don't know. I just think it's wrong. You know, it's the foundation of the country. But as for the motto, ask not for what you can do for your country, ask for what you can do for your country. I think I said that correct.
You got it
wrong.
You
didn't, but who cares?
It's been confusing the hell out of me all
night. I think
it's
confused people for 50 years. It doesn't matter.
it was a great thing, and it's hard to repeat. I think that means that, instead of asking for services or things from your country, JFK was kind of making an example of at the time, ask for what you can do for your country, which he probably was inferring to what you can do for your community or what you can do for your town or, whatever.
But if he meant your community or your town, why wouldn't he just say that? I mean, that's a little bit more defined, right? Like, if you say your town or your community, it seems more, it feels more local to me. But
right,
country,
right.
I mean, what does that, what does country mean to you?
That's an interesting question, because referring to it as politicians, I think that's correct. I think, unfortunately, we have to refer to it as politicians because they're our representatives. So they almost kind of hold us by a chain in a way.
When was the last time you felt represented by?
I love how your representative holds you by a chain. Do you see the double speak here? I mean, it's like 1984. It wasn't 1984. It was like 1784. I mean, these people don't represent us.
Thanks, James. I really appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Phrases like this, Mark, were not meant to be delved into like this because ends up falling apart.
They wouldn't call taxes theft.
More coming up. You can take control here. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Bring up anything that you want or comments on the discussion at hand, which has to do with the famous JFK quote that so many are such a fan of, but have people really thought about what it means, this quote, "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." What does it really mean to do something for your country? And dig in a little further, what does country mean? What is it? How do you define that? We'd love to have your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
I think it would be hard to dispute the militarization of this country's police, and it's also clear that many groups of people, different types of people, people who believe just in the Constitution are being profiled as domestic terror threats. The Department of Homeland Security is getting all kinds of ammunition, and what are they preparing for? I think a lot of people are asking that question. I don't know the answer to the question. One thing's for sure is that it's government's job to limit your freedoms, and that's what they do. InfidelBodyArmor.com is a new sponsor of Free Talk Live. They offer a full range of products so that you're prepared in the event of anything that might happen, civil unrest or some kind of government martial law shutdown or whatever life may bring. You can support liberty-based businesses like Infidel Body Armor. You can go pay them a visit at infidelbodyarmor.com. That's FIDEL bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. They just won't quit.
Okay, let's go to the phones and to the fun. Your thoughts are welcome. You can also, of course, check out the webcam. We've got that on for you during the show at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. As we go to William, listening in Columbia. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, good to talk with you guys again.
Welcome, sir.
So I have some similar sentiments
to what was said earlier. Now, granted, you have a politician saying this, so what he meant may not be what I would think it to mean. But okay. I do agree with the sense that it's, you know, what can I do for my community, for my fellow American? And for me, that would mean I can help try and assure that we stay a free society, a society that loves freedom and respecting other people's, you know, decisions to be free.
How
but
do we
unfortunately,
do that?
Well, so one is what you guys are doing, encouraging
the ideas.
With. What's that?
That's the best idea I can come up with.
Yeah, I mean, you have to almost create a re-education of society, because that's one thing you have to combat, is that the one thing that's controlled is information. So if you change the information, you can change somebody's decision. And unfortunately, in this country, the status quo is to educate everybody on, hey, government's great. You know, you can get all this free stuff. This is how we can help you. This is how we can help you. But time and time again, all you see is how much government can take away from you, take away from your freedom, and actually cause harm.
It's really hard when the government educates people. And, you spend 13 years in a government indoctrination center, and the chances are you're going to walk out believing that the government is a benevolent organization of people. And I'm not against the concept of people governing themselves. I'm against the concept of, limiting people's God-given rights or, you know, innate rights, as it were. That's what my concern is that I think everybody has the, all people have the same rights. And one person doesn't have more than another. And when you make a person a politician or, you know, some kind of bureaucrat with power over others, you're giving them extra rights. They become super citizens.
Yeah, and one quick example, I'm actually from Charleston, but they passed in one of the cities, Mount Pleasant, a ruling banning texting on cell phones, right? So
period?
The day
you mean texting on cell phones?
You mean while driving?
Yeah, while driving. I apologize.
All right.
So while driving, I get a picture of a police officer next to me in heavy traffic. He's smoking his cigarettes and texting while driving, and he has his laptop in front of him. And I'm thinking, you know what? I kind of wanted to just text in front of him just to see if he would pull me over, and then what would his excuse be? You know, he's the authority, though. I mean, I would be fine, but he's exempt kind of deal.
There's really nothing you can do. Even if he does pull you over and you manage to show that in court, that's not his day in court. That's your day in court.
Hold up. Just to clarify, you did say you got a picture of him doing this?
Oh, yeah. I got him on my cell phone right now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, my email is mark@freetalklive.com. We'd love to put that up and show it on the tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, so email mark@freetalklive.com and send that over to us, will you?
mark@freetalklive.com. Got it.
You got it. William, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, looking forward to announcing hopefully a new station there in Columbia. He was calling, listening to it, but they're a secret right now.
So, you know, look, it's not that I'm against somebody being able to smoke while they drive, but if you're smoking and texting, like, you know, which hand are you using at this point?
Well, plus, if you're arresting people or ticketing them and threatening them over doing the exact same thing, you know, whether it's one thing or the other, in a lot of cases, in a lot of places, you're not allowed to smoke while you're driving. And, you know, if you got kids in the car, for instance, in a lot of other places, you're not allowed to text while driving. So that they can do it, but you can't do it. Oh, if you're on a laptop while you're in the driver's seat, I imagine that'll get you pulled over in some places, too, for distracted driving.
Yeah, I've got
to say, a bad idea.
Well, I've got to say that I'm against texting while driving, but...
Are you also against laptoping while driving?
Yes.
That seems like a really distracting thing.
All those things, I am. But the fact is these smartphones are... There is interactive... I can be doing all kinds of things on my smartphone that aren't texting.
This is true. So we'll continue here. Your calls. We go to Anthony listening in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Anthony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Anthony?
Bitcoin.
Ooh,
you guys talked at all about... About Matt Mellon.
No, I guess I haven't. No.
No. And by the way, you're clearly calling from Toronto with that accent. Welcome. Go ahead
Gee,
with your.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys.
Who's Matt Mellon?
Matt Mellon is part of the famous Mellon family, the banking third richest.
Like Pennsylvania.
His second uncle or great uncle was the third richest man of all time.
Okay.
He actually was. In the show Boardwalk Empire, he has a character.
Oh, wow.
So Matthew Mellon has come out in the Bitcoin scene as starting a company that's trying to track clean Bitcoin transactions. And there's talk of a list forming that can mark what they would consider dirty transactions. And with this list, they could then set up where companies wouldn't deal with people that have these dirty transactions, parts of their coins in their wallets. And it's starting to form this debate about whether or not we should, there's nothing really could do if someone's starting a list. So this list could then be controlled by people, and they can decide who you're going to be able to deal business with in the future. And it's really scary about what they can do with this, because whoever controls that list can now have influence on companies and whether or not they're going to plan to deal with people that have these dirty Bitcoins in their wallets.
Well, I would think that this would be a situation of competition. I mean, yes, I find these things disturbing too, but this is really, this is competition in the area of governance. This is somebody opting in or opting out of a form of government.
Why would a business owner who's not some sort of government salivating lapdog, with their allegiance is very clearly with the state, why would the average business owner who probably doesn't love the state, they probably don't love that they're getting their tax dollars taken from them and they can't use that money to pay their employees and improve their business, why would the average corner store operator want to come on this list and stop somebody who wants to come in and buy something from them? Maybe I'm misunderstanding this, but it sounds to me like if I were to go into a business that is using this list and to present my Bitcoin wallet to them to, you know, take some money to buy a soda or something like that, that there would be some sort of message that comes up, this person has a dirty transaction on their list. They have bought something at the Silk Road or something like that. And then I wouldn't be able to buy something from that business. It seems really seems like a bad idea to me. Am I misunderstanding?
It sounds like a terrible idea. You guys are familiar with the $10,000 pizzas back in the day with Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin's first transaction was, I think it was 10,000. Well, it was
10,000 Bitcoins for one pizza. Two pizzas.
That's right. So that transaction, you had pretty much part of those Bitcoins in your wallet. This is the way it just gets disseminated. So
yep.
There's a good chance that you could be flagged, and I'd like to talk about something else, guys, too.
Stand by, Anthony. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-450-FREE. I don't understand why a business owner would want to come on this list unless they were just filleting the government and that kind of business owner. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can take control of the airwaves here. Also, still on the table for discussion, the JFK quote. Probably the most famous quote from JFK about not asking what your country can do for you, but instead asking what you can do for your country. Want to know what that means to you tonight? And you can answer that question at any point throughout the evening. What does country mean? Please, enlighten me. 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're focusing a little bit on Bitcoin here, and we're going to get back to Anthony's call in a moment where he's saying that there's some business people out there who want to create some kind of clean Bitcoin list and start denying business to people who want to do business who've got a dirty Bitcoin transaction, whatever that might mean. So we'll get back into that here in a moment. But in related Bitcoin news.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you how you can get some Bitcoins, how you can hold your Bitcoins, and how you can use your Bitcoins. Bitcoins are a new online currency. They're peer-to-peer. They're open source. They're getting a lot of traction, a lot of news right now. If you've been hearing about them and you want to get some, go to cashintocoins.com. It's a great place to get your Bitcoins. You'll have them within a few hours. You have to just check out their website. All the instructions are there. Cashintocoins.com. You can hold your Bitcoins in a wallet online at blockchain.info. It's blockchain.info. And you can buy some great stuff at bitcoinstore.com. So if you go to bitcoinstore.com, I just recently got a laptop there, and I'm actually still waiting on it to arrive. So I'm excited. I'm using some of my Bitcoins.
You just ordered that at the end of the week, though. So
yeah, I think it was Friday or no, Thursday, something like that. And I didn't put any kind of rush shipping on it. But the shipping was free.
Free shipping.
It was over $100.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's bitcoinstore.com.
All right, we'll continue here. Anthony is still with us listening in Toronto. Anthony, you'd called to tell us about some sort of Bitcoin clean list, which sounds very familiar to me. I was at the Bitcoin conference this year that they had out in San Diego, I think it was. And there was a party. There was this late night party that was thrown by, was it Trade Hill?
Sounds right.
Yep, yeah. That's right. It was San Jose. It wasn't San Diego.
Sorry, all these California cities blend together for me. So yep. Were you there at that event?
I was there, and I actually spent an evening with you guys.
Excellent.
Well, we've spent enough evenings with you that we forget, where we might have sent them.
Of course. I'm a used to be a sponsor of your show as well.
Fantastic.
That's SatoshiCircle.com.
Oh, very good. All right. So anyway, I was at this party, and, you know, this dude that was throwing the party was very drunk. And he started bragging about how it was that he wanted to put together something that sounds like what you're describing here. And there was another guy that was there. It was also like one of the heads of one of the major Bitcoin exchanges who was basically agreeing with him and like, yeah, we got to do this. We got to stop these money launderers. And they basically wanted to create some sort of consortium, some sort of cartel or whatever, where they would essentially cut out anybody who would not adhere to these whatever we're obedient practices that they wanted to put into place so they could fillet the state and get some sort of protection or get some kind of favors from the state in order to be able to do their business and kind of cut people out of the Bitcoin marketplace. And so essentially they wanted to create some sort of an approval group that would, you know, like a certification almost, that if you were if you were a Bitcoin business or someone doing business with Bitcoin, an exchange, for instance, that you would come to them and get your We're Straight Edge certification,
it's called whitelist and blacklist. Is basically what it is. You got whitelist of the clean ones, and then you got the blacklist are the ones that that are the tainted ones. That's how they.
But now, anybody could end up with a blacklisted transaction because with Bitcoins, all transactions. So imagine it's a dollar or a $100 bill. If you have in your possession a $100 bill that was used in some kind of drug transaction, I mean, these bills have been around a long time.
It's the fungibility. It would be destroying the fungibility of Bitcoin. It's basically what it would be doing.
Right, so then you're kind of stuck with this, with whatever your transaction is, and you just can't use it at that point. I mean, imagine right now, America, what it would be like if you had, and $100 is really low because Bitcoins are worth more than that, you know, but imagine you had a $10,000 bill that had been somehow used in a drug transaction, you could no longer use it. That would be a big blow financially to you and your family.
Exactly. It's a horrible system, and there's a lot of uproar in the community. He actually, this Mellon gentleman was talking in part of the Senate hearings, as well. He had some meetings there. So it's something that can't be stopped, because if you want to create a list, you can do it. It's then about who follows that list. And Ian, you were saying businesses, smaller ones, sure, they're not going to do it. But think about the larger ones that could start accepting Bitcoin and the pressure that they might face to take part in some type of list like this.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
And that list, it's not just taking part of the list. Once the list exists, then the government's liable to adopt the list, and then businesses wouldn't adopt it of their own accord. They'd be forced to it. It's not like, you know, many convenience stores in America wouldn't offer marijuana if they could, but the government forces them not to.
Well, I still feel like I don't understand why a business owner would want to adopt this
list. There are plenty
list.
Of business owners What's that would like interest? To sell pot, Ian.
Okay.
Pressure.
But they
That's
can't because people with guns will stop them.
Okay. But we're not talking about the state being involved in
not
this.
Not today.
So why would somebody else who's not being forced by the state, who runs a business, want to cut their own customers out of possibly doing business with them? What's the incentive?
It's pressure. It's pressure from people who are thinking, hey, this guy's, you know, he's got some coins here that could be tainted. They could be pressured into it. But that's something that's really interesting. I'd like to talk about one more thing if I could, guys.
Quick.
Speaking about San Jose, I'm putting on a conference up here in Toronto, and I want to speak to you about this. I also want to become a sponsor for another product that I'm releasing, so I want to talk to you guys about it off the air. But I would love it if you could do something
in San Jose and get you guys up there and do whatever I can to make that happen.
Wow,
and I'm
your voice completely just changed. I don't know what you did. Did you like
that to happen?
Did you unplug?
I'm willing to take it up to $1,000. You've got your 900, I think. You may have more by now. I'm willing to add to that, Bitcoin or cash, your choice. I would also be willing to strike a deal to get you guys up here to broadcast just like you did at San Jose. We're
so, first of all, hey, Anthony, he can't hear us right now. I don't know. He did something with his phone.
And we're putting it on in April, and I'd love to have the same setup that you guys did down there.
Anthony, can you hear us? If not, I'm going to have to put him
on
hold.
With his family during that time.
Anthony, can you hear me? Okay, he's definitely done something to his phone there. I don't know what it is. I presume you know this gentleman, Mark.
Yeah.
He's a sponsor, Satoshi Circle, so you'll get in touch with him about this. But I don't know if we can go to Toronto. Mark, you're banned from Canada.
Yeah, I can probably talk to the consulate, see if I can get across the border, but they just don't like convicted felons there.
Yeah, so
I found that out the hard way the last time.
Thanks for the call. You'll have to get in touch with Mark off the air.
They have really nice jails compared to the United States, though.
You'll have to get in touch with Mark off the air to attempt to accomplish that. I could try with my world passport to cross the border. That could be fun. Like, we could try to show up, Anthony, but might both end up in a jail cell on the way there. So there is that possibility. So just be prepared to not have us at the conference if that's the case. And
it's a fine radio show we run here.
I do appreciate the invitation. So, all right, let's continue. We were talking about JFK earlier and this quote of his. What does it really mean, this infamous quote or this famous quote by John F. Kennedy about ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country? Let's go to George listening in Delaware. George, where are you in Delaware tonight?
I'm in Dover.
Excellent. You must be listening to WDOV. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, he basically, the answer to what the country is, that's pretty simple to me. It's the Constitution. When you're joined there or get inducted into the military, you swear allegiance or to protect and defend the Constitution.
Against enemies, foreign and domestic, and then you swear to the president right after that.
You don't swear to him. You obey him because you obey all superiors, which would include him, and you obey all of them. But you don't swear to him. Yeah,
I agree. I get where you're coming from with the Constitution, but the Constitution kind of gives the power to the politicians who then don't uphold the Constitution, so we're kind of back to the politician thing.
It also doesn't make sense when you use Constitution in the quote here. I mean, let me read this back to you. I'll use the word Constitution. My fellow Americans, ask not what your Constitution can do for you. Ask what you can do for your Constitution. Well, I mean, that just doesn't even make sense because the Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow, and you and I don't have anything to do with it.
Actually, the Constitution was set up to limit the government.
How's that working out?
You know, it really wasn't. The Constitution wasn't set up to limit the government. It was to limit it beyond its growth, but the Constitution was a growth of government from the Articles of Confederation. The Articles of Confederation were a weak governing document that, you know, that the founders believed were not working, so the Constitution was a growth of government.
It was, yeah. You're technically right in that, but it was written in a way that they gave it they gave the government negative rights. In other words, if you follow like the Tenth Amendment, all rights not specifically given to the federal government.
Sure, but as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution has either been powerless to prevent the tyranny that we face or has expressly authorized it. Either way, it certainly hasn't kept the government in any sort of chains. There's no doubt about that. George, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts here. More coming up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the 3 that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately.
Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.